Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Maury Rath. Batting second. The first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third. The third baseman, Heine Groh. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Duncan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Kopf. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Greasy Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ivy Wingo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy Ring. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jimmy Ring. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The third baseman, Buck Weaver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Happy Felsch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chick Gandel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Swede Risberg. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Sickott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Sickott. And now, play ball. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a pop-up towards short. Risberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a pop-up towards first. Daubert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Rausch. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch bunts towards the mound. Ring fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel hits a pop-up towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg takes first base on ball four. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Risberg. The throw from Wingo and he is safe. Risberg steals second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball four. Eddie Sicotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicotte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivy Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ring strikes out. Two outs. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. There goes Wingo. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-1 in the game. Leibold hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins is hit by the pitch. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weaver for the out. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath misplays the ball. That's an error on Rath. Collins moves to third. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0-for-1 in the game. Felsch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rath hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0-for-1 in the game. Daubert bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-1 in the game. Groh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0-for-1 in the game. Gandel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Daubert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Risberg hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Kopf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sicott. Duncan moves to second. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopf hits a line drive to left field. Jackson throws towards the infield. Sicott fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sicott. Duncan scores. Kopf moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Neal reaches second base with a double. Kopf scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. Ivy Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Ring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ring is 0 for 1 in the game. Ring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott is 0 for 1 in the game. Sicott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ring covering, for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 2 in the game. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Groh. Leibold moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and has Leibold trapped. There's the throw to Rath, who tags Leibold for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weaver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0 for 2 in the game. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 2 in the game. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 2 in the game. Felch hits a fly ball into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0 for 2 in the game. Gandel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Risberg hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 2 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk is hit by the pitch. Eddie Sicotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicotte is 0 for 2 in the game. Sicotte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 3 in the game. Leibold hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicotte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivy Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ring is 0 for 2 in the game. Ring hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicotte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 3 in the game. Weaver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Happy Felch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felch is 0 for 3 in the game. Felch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gandel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0-for-3 in the game. Daubert hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-3 in the game. Groh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Risberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-4 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive towards third. Groh reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.